What about the duration of AI treatment? Mm-hmm. The NSABP now is launching a trial that's going to look at extending beyond 5 years for practical purposes in your own practice. Again, I don't know how much you might be constrained by reimbursement, but sort of putting that aside, what do you think should be done with women who hit 5 years after receiving mm-hmm. AI or who've been switched at 2 or 3 years and get to the 5-year point?
We're just starting to have these women now because most of the people we started on AIs right from the get-go are just coming out there, and even the switching ones are just coming out there. And I actually said I didn't have any of them in my practice, and then I walked right downstairs from Breast Rounds and saw one that was in my practice. So they're really starting to come through our pipeline. And the last patient I saw, I said, come back in 6 months and we're going to have a trial for you. Keep taking your AI for another 6 months. Come back in 6 months and we're going to have a trial for you. I don't think we know what to do. And the data that Jim Engle showed and that Paul Goss has shown in the past about MA17, suggesting that year upon year you are adding benefit with letrozole, and so far that's continuing to be the case, but I think until we see randomized studies we're not going to know. And I think it's great that the NSABP are opening this study. It's going to take in, I think, people who've had 5 years of any AI, 2 or 3 years of tamoxifen followed by an AI, and they're going to randomize all of them to additional 5 years of AI or not. So it will take in a wide group of patients. Personally, I think in a situation where you've got really no data at all about what to do, that putting these patients on a trial is perfect. It takes the pressure off everybody.